Sports fans, it's Friday, and that can only mean one thing, and that's Graham Traynor and I here on 89.1 KHOL. I'm your host, Massey Zeman. Graham Traynor's to my left, and this is Teton Sports Talk.
What's up, my friend?
Yeah, so Traynor and I have decided that this is going to be our 4th of July episode.
He calls me Traynor because it's like cool. It's like the, you got to know me to call me that type thing.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to really, my AIM name was GFT900.
GFT900.
Yeah, if you want to go way back.
With
it. Yeah.
Oh,
way back. I don't know how many older men did ASL to me back then, but I didn't keep record of that. Thankfully, that hard drive has been wiped.
Yeah.
Mom and dad never saw.
Yeah.
You remember downloading songs? Or you'd go into a chat room?
Yeah.
Be like, hey, can I get Big Papa by Notorious? Because I'm 12 and I'm white.
Uh-huh.
And I live in the suburbs.
And I can relate.
And I can relate to
surely
a Brooklyn crack dealer who became a rapper.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
trying to, at least.
Exactly. Trying to put food on the table for my daughter.
Yeah.
Pretty good, right?
That was close.
Yeah. Probably better than the Tupac movie that just came out.
I haven't seen it. I've heard it's pretty bad.
Yeah. I don't think I'll see when it comes out on the TV when it's free.
Mm.
Just like Suicide Squad, but God, that's terrible.
I've heard bad things too, but I kind of want to
see it. Ooh, I turn it off, and I love the Joker. Not that Joker. Like, not my president, not my Joker, Jared Leto.
Yeah.
Ugh. Sorry.
Where were we?
Yeah, so you go in the chat rooms, you'd be like, I would like to request Big Papa, and you'd sit there for like 30 minutes, and if your 56K modem went out, the last minute, you had to start all over again. You had to go find that chat room again.
That chat room, see, my first downloading songs was at my friend's, friend's house. We were downloading Napster.
Oh, okay. So, and yeah, Napster was when I was in eighth grade and you
all
were,
morning.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense for our age range.
Yeah, all morning, and that thing by lunchtime was downloaded.
I was sued by Metallica in the Napster thing.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. I got the email. I almost pooped my desk chair and went and got my mom, and she read the email and she's like, Graham, you're 15. You can't get in trouble. And I was like, oh.
Nice.
My head was spinning.
Oh, my.
I almost jumped out my window.
That's how you knew that Metallica sued all those fans.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't even figure out that reference. I just went with it because I thought it was something like
yeah.
Everybody knew. But you actually were sued by Metallica.
No. And I was also.
Is your lawyer up?
I always kind of looked up to James Hetfield and I felt kind of sad about it. So I didn't have the lawyer up. Nope. No lawyers for me.
Did you pay him anything?
Who? Metallica?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. No.
Nice. Come and get it. Come and get us, Metallica.
Come and get it. Come get me, Lars, you little biatch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. That was exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what we're talking about Metallica
by
today.
Metallica.
Yeah.
What was after Napster? Well, we're going too far.
LimeWire.
LimeWire.
Was good. What else?
My buddy George had LimeWire.
Yeah.
And we burned them all on CDs.
God, I miss making CDs.
So now, with the new Spotify and Amazon Music and whatever else, people are starting to be DJs again because they're making playlists that you can just download. I figured this out the other day.
Yeah, I think part of the wedding budget is me paying myself to make a Spotify playlist for our wedding.
Nice.
Because I mean, I don't want a band. The band's like $4,000 million in this town.
No, I know a guy. I'll get you a band for cheap. I know a guy.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Is it you and the Triangle?
Well, I'm on stage, but okay. I also know some other guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Singing the Alabama Fight song and just clinking the triangle.
Yeah.
Cool.
How did
I'm gonna decline.
You've seen my act?
Yeah.
My God.
YouTube, 28 views. what do you want to talk about? 4th of July?
Should we do 4th of July? Should we do you care with the time remaining?
We can end on 4th of July. So it's fresh in people's minds going into Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah. I will go ahead and comment on Graham's fashion, which is three-quarter sleeve per usual, but a very patriotic three-quarter sleeve.
Yeah. So
which is underneath a different red shirt.
All right. Disclaimer. Good radio. Yeah. It's a white shirt. Kind of shows your nipples a little bit and chest hair. I got nice chest hair.
Yeah.
Red ring around the collar and stars and navy on the three quarters.
That's. Graham, you're a patriot. I love the 4th of July.
And you're a company guy. You're wearing your KHOL hoodie.
Yeah.
Company guy.
All right. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, I figure millions of downloads. People will still be downloading our show going into Monday night for 4th of July, so it'll be fresh in their minds. So
okay.
We'll end with that.
We'll end with that. So do you care? Man, that took us a record amount of time. So there has been, it's summertime in the sports world, so there's some really not so exciting things happening.
Oh, this is a dig at baseball from you?
Oh my gosh. Defense mode, all right to baseball.
All right.
How about this? We're going to do a Jimmy Butler's, do you care about Jimmy Butler's parading around the free agency and how he's like shopping on his phone for free agents to come to Minnesota? Do you care about that?
Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, you mean how he gave out his phone number?
He's done that.
At the Mall of America. I'm so pissed. Say he did that right now. He gave out his number and we could have been one of the first people on the scene. We could have done a cold call to Jimmy Butler right now. But he gave it out early morning and now his phone's probably exploded at this point.
We could have cold called Jimmy Butler. You're right. I didn't see that as an opportunity.
Now it's like the voicemail of Jimmy Butler is full.
Yeah, no more.
This number has been disconnected.
I wonder how many just absolute troll texts he got.
Yeah, I did like that he gave out his number, but it's a dumb wise move. I think that it's funny that he thought because he was out in the middle of nowhere in Minnesota at the Mall of America that nobody would even bother. But it was like, Jimmy, do you know about the internet or no?
Yeah, it's a thing.
And radio.
And you're on TV a lot too, Jimmy.
Yeah, he's younger than you.
So I care about it.
Yeah.
I think it's obnoxious.
But you can't like get on eBay and just start bidding on free agents.
Yeah.
And then, so what is he doing? How's he shopping for free agents on his phone?
Well, he's just calling everybody up and like, he's more, not shopping, he's more recruiting.
Does he have his own banana boat crew? Like a seesaw crew where it's like four guys on a seesaw on each side and they're, you know, banana boat?
No.
Chris Paul, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Carmelo.
Oh, yeah.
Who will probably all team up before this awful NBA's, before the end of LeBron's career. And so I'm saying, does Jimmy Butler have a seesaw crew, like two guys on each side of the seesaw? It's a picture that was taken, and now it's like they're going to be calling each other to like join forces.
I don't know.
All right, well, we'll look into the seesaw crew.
Okay, I'm going to have to be better informed of the seesaw crew.
Yeah,
but I think it's obnoxious. I think Jimmy Butler was way cooler when he just like shut up and played. Now he's being kind of obnoxious.
Yeah, his hair is obnoxious.
That too. Let's do this.
Perante's light. The guy's trying to be London Perrones, for Christ's sakes.
That's when that's when your career is just falling off the edge there. All right, Russell Westbrook gets the MVP. Crickets.
Oh, do you care? Crickets were from Drake's performance as the host or from Russell Westbrook getting the MVP?
I think it was both.
Oh, God, Drake was so bad. I saw some highlights and some quote-unquote jokes.
Yeah? How'd he do?
Pretty bad. There was one that was one was really long-winded and had no punchline. I don't know if you saw, if you ever watched the roast on Comedy Central, the one with Mike the Situation from Jersey Shore when he did Trump's roast and he just bombed.
Yeah.
And then like the one with, what's her name? Ann Coulter at Rob Lowe's and she starts pushing her Trump book and everybody's just, it's just like, you know, in front of like a liberal Hollywood crowd and it's just like, you hear like glasses clinking and just like people putting their glasses down. It's that quiet.
It's just like,
you're a mouse poop.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That was Drake.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, it was going to be... Westbrook won it with the triple-doubles. Like, that's what it was.
Yeah, which is funny. Like, I've heard some commentators, Colin Cowherd, say, bash the triple-double. He was bashing the triple-double. Why is it so... We didn't start keeping up with his stat. And then he gives credit to LeBron all during the finals, saying he averaged a triple-double, which was significant.
Wait, Cowherd contradicted himself?
Does it all
that's
the time.
That's news.
Does it all
Have you
time.
Seen that? Have you heard about that? That's all he does.
He always spins it to his advantage too. He can't just own up.
Whoa! Last week you hated LeBron. Now you hate Cowherd. Damn. Dude.
By no means do I hate either.
Up.
No.
But for my
no
very
hate
four
is
eyes.
A strong. Good. You're just like you're either on my team or you're against my team.
Loyalty.
And there's a line in the sand. And if I disagree with you, then that means I hate you.
If you booed Sergio, you're a xenophobe and you hate the Spaniards, and if you liked him on Sunday, you're a piece of crap and you're not loyal.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yes.
Remember that?
I do remember that. I'm criticizing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you care? Continues on. LeVar Ball's appearance on the WWE.
Oh, who was it that appeared that one time when Vince McMahon, he clotheslined? Oh, Trump. And LeVar Ball is Blump. So it makes sense.
LeVar Ball
will someday be president of the United States. That's my point.
Oh
Do you not remember the Trump and Vince McMahon?
Oh.
WCW, WWF.
Oh, my gosh. It's
true. You've seen the picture.
I'm so nauseous right now that one of your theories is entirely accurate right now.
You know the most likely accurate movie of our entire generation is?
Forrest Gump.
Idiocracy.
I need to see it.
Oh, God. Pro wrestler becomes president in like 30 years.
I don't feel so good.
I know. It's a guy who made Office Space and Mike Judge.
Yes, I have heard
of Silicon Valley. Great movie. You got to watch it. I'll watch it with you. We'll just stay in on the 4th and watch it.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything.
And baseball.
The 4th of July. We'll talk about
baseball
that,
and Idiocracy.
Yeah. Last one. Do you care? Okay, actually, I'll back up. LeVar Ball, I do care, but because I do care that you're on WWE. Now you're just becoming a spectacle. Now you're using your son
You're talking about me. You're looking right at me saying this.
Because we're having a conversation.
I thought you were blaming me becoming a spectacle.
No, LeVar Ball, I care because now it's gotten out of hand.
Yes, thank you.
The NFL opener. Do you care? The NFL opener in China in 2019.
And I missed this.
Forrest Gump would say, in the land of China, there's going to be NFL football 2019.
That's pretty good. Oh, man. Let me think. Victor Cruz, you got new legs.
Magic legs.
Magic legs.
I care. Like, the NFL, you know, it's a steak and potatoes league, Middle America league, and they're exploring these other markets. It's just like, as other big corporate entities do.
Mm-hmm.
But NFL is not exclusively American sport, but really it's just the American sport. I don't know if we can expand it to Europe. I know there are teams out there in Europe and kind of like a D league, and that makes sense. But are we really going to having teams do international flights to go to China to play each other during the regular season? That would be absurd. This is just seems like a big marketing thing, and it's kind of old. It's stale. How about this? It's stale.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. And let's at least get one Chinese player in the league before we do this. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Come to Jackson to recruit.
Yeah, we got during the summertime, we have plenty of prospects.
How about, yeah.
That's it. That's all I got for Do You Care. I think it's a good time now to take this to tunes.
Yeah. How about egg roll out on a naked bootleg?
On three. Stay tuned, sports fans. 891 KHOL. Sports fans, it's Friday, and that means Graham and I are going to occupy the next hour of your time here on Teton Sports Talk, 891 KHOL. On the docket, little NBA.
Yeah.
Some man drama. The regular season, not entertaining. The offseason, the free agency, entertaining.
Peter finally got fired from, what's it called?
His name is
Peter. Wait. No, Peter from Office Space. Remember my analogy?
Oh, okay.
Indica. That's what you have.
Intatech. Boom, roasted.
Peter finally got fired by Intatech. Phil Jackson finally got fired by the Knicks. And another fat, lazy old man, Bartolo Colon, DFA'd by the Braves. I think that's probably the end of Bartolo Colon's career. Open that beer for him. That's for you, Bartolo.
That's for
Big
you,
sexy.
Man.
Big sexy.
Well, he had a good thing, though.
He did. He was at least trying until the end. The parallels of him and Phil Jackson are...
Complete opposite,
exactly.
Okay, so Phil only went there...
a dump on the franchise that I guess he won a title with, but he just hated them.
I don't know. The Knicks have been in the pooper for a long time.
I think he just knew James Dolan doesn't give a crap, and he knew he'd sign checks for him so he could just do whatever the hell he wanted to, and then just be like, well, I tried, but he didn't.
That's where I was going. Yeah. He just went in there and he was like, I don't really care.
Mm-mm.
Oh, but I saw a great statistic. They won 80 games since he was there. He got paid $750K per win. That's how that goes. I love it.
That's like that Blake Bortles road win statistic.
Yeah, I know. I know.
how many million he makes per road win.
Yeah, which is like...
Because he has like four.
So I also thought about it this way. Carmelo won that fight. The Knicks is still Carmelo's team.
Yeah, I guess they are.
Carmelo said, yo, JD, what's the deal? He was like, you know what? I'll just fire Phil Knight instead. Yeah, JD is that afraid of JD. Carmelo Anthony.
I mean, my favorite thing about the Knicks since Linsanity, when Phil wasn't there, has been the Charles Oakley thing, and Phil had nothing to do with that.
That's right.
Even then, Phil didn't do anything.
Linsanity was one of the greatest things to happen in the NBA that didn't involve the finals.
Yeah.
I mean, it
was a bigger Asian invasion than Jackson Hole right now.
Then... The only time the Knicks came back into the spotlight was when they kicked out one of their former players and he almost threw down a security guard.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my, are you serious?
And then he handed to the guy that, like, I don't know, Tamagotchi or a bag of cocaine. I couldn't really tell what it was. But,
you honestly, the conspiracy theory, go back and look at the footage and he clearly has something in his hand.
Yeah.
He wasn't like giving the guy a slow five. One guy
back
was like, yo.
And to the left.
Yo,
back.
You need to give me that
to the
right
left.
Now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what that was.
That was last summer's news.
We'll never know. We'll never know. Yeah. So the interesting part about this, I think, is another banana boat update. Supposedly, Doc overrated Rivers turned down a trade of Melo to the Clippers because he didn't want little Austin to have to go off to New York by himself. So that's why CP3 wanted to get the hell out of LA because
Carmelo's washed up.
He's washed up. Yeah, he's washed up, but he's a banana boater. And CP3 wants his boy to come to the Clippers and play with him. And part of the trade was just sending Austin Rivers and some other big contracts towards the
Knicks. It's
a big
scary city. LA to New York, that's a big move.
Yeah.
Dad won't be there.
Dad. I listened to Doc Rivers interview today. That guy's so full of crap.
What? I don't mind Doc Rivers.
I think he's so overrated.
But at least
he won
animated.
A title with the first like big three. Then all those guys.
Wait, okay, hold on. Who did he beat?
Who?
Doc Rivers.
When he won with the big three?
Yeah.
He beat the Pau Gasol.
He beat
Kobe Lakers.
Yeah, he beat a very good Lakers team. So
yeah,
don't
but those guys were all like 30.
Do not
those guys
discredit
were all,
that.
Those guys were all in their prime, and they're all above like the age of 29. So they're all like mature and smart like me, 32, and they're all like they all knew that it was getting close to the end. The twilight's coming.
Yeah, and they got
together. They could coach themselves. And then Rondo was like Rondo was an MVP type player because he had those three guys around him. And Doc Rivers didn't do anything back then. And now as a GM, he's garbage.
He managed talent.
He's obsessed with his son. It's like the biggest. Is it necrophilia?
He has a flaw.
Nepotism.
Time out.
Sorry, nepotism.
All right.
Excuse
it's
me.
Not that.
Nepotism.
That is so over the top. No, he likes coaching his kid
in
the NBA.
You got me hooked on Up and Vanished. That's your fault. Spoiler alert.
So he is, he's GM of the Clippers, and he's not a good GM.
He's awful.
He's a decent coach because he's won an NBA title. It is very difficult to win an NBA title. Look at
Carmelo.
Oh God, I can't even think of his name right now. But there's plenty of good coaches that don't.
Mari
win
Schottenheimer.
NBAs. No, he coaches the Rockets. What's his name?
Oh, Mike D'Antoni.
Yeah, has he won?
Well,
one?
He just got CP3, man. They're gonna win
no,
now.
They're not gonna win.
They're gonna
you know
crush
that.
Golden
no.
State.
No, they're not.
All they need is Paul George, LeBron James, Gordon Hayward. Who else can they get? Linsanity. Charles Barkley and Oakley on the bench. They can win titles.
You know what they should get to change the subject?
My old man title theory where you come back and you sit on the bench for a dollar, but you get paid by TNT and you get to play and win a ring that you didn't get to win as an all-star.
Yeah,
like Charles Marbury. Barkley.
Patrick Ewing.
AI. Yeah. Reggie.
Did you see this?
Did you hear about this?
Rookie of the Year. Malcolm
Brogdon.
Mother effing Brogdon. Let's go. Come on. Round of applause.
Wait. Was he in a fraternity at UVA?
He was the president.
Ooh.
Of UVA.
He's on the hot seat. He's on the hot seat. Don't go to Korea, buddy.
No.
They don't like Wahoos there.
No. I think. Well, diplomacy may be his thing.
King of the North.
And guess what? Malcolm Brogdon was a four-year college Not, I mean, I want to say UVA, but he was. That's what the facts. But he's a four-year college player that went through a system, learned learned how to play basketball.
Wow.
Learned how to play defense.
Wow.
And look who's Rookie of the Year. Oh, the guy that was actually like, oh, wow, high school basketball does not translate very well to NBA basketball. Maybe I'll just keep playing college basketball and learn some more.
Unless you're KD or LeBron's talent, it's not going to work.
It's just not.
Yeah.
Unless you're a grown man when you're 18, it's not going to work.
Or if you're Big Baller Brand.
Oh, God. I'm going to.
Big Baller Flip Flops. that was almost half LeVar Ball, half Forrest Gump.
CP3
left. So that's awesome because
Clippers are just getting dismantled.
The Clippers, oh God, DeAndre Jordan, you piece of crap.
Why don't you like DeAndre Jordan?
Because he went to the because he held the Mavs hostage.
Oh, that's right. That's
you don't
right.
remember that?
I do.
Guess who was one of the people that locked him up and said, nope, you're not letting Cuban call you? CP3. And look who's gone to go hammer people in the junk now in Houston. CP3. So DeAndre Jordan.
CP3's not a dirty player.
Yeah, he does. He hits people in the balls as much as Draymond Green does.
He's little.
I'm little. Do you mean hitting the balls?
No.
Off the air?
That's not, that's
on
not
air?
What I'm saying. I'm saying he's around that height.
I'm shorter than you. Can I hit you in the nuts right
no.
now?
No.
All right.
That's not
you.
What I'm saying.
So, therefore, CP3 shouldn't be doing that. So anyway, Blake's going to leave soon.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard Suns. I've heard Oklahoma City.
He's gone.
I'm going home. LeBron's going home. And Boston. So he's gone. So DeAndre Jordan's going to be standing there hanging out with... he's going to be catching J.J. Redick's air balls and alley-ooping them. Instead of having CP3 throw them to him.
That's too bad. Well, I mean, as long as it accomplishes the same goal, DeAndre.
Write me a poem about that, JJ. You little Duke turd.
Yeah, JJ's got a podcast that is half as entertaining as ours. Half.
Half. Oh, easily. I'd rather root for ISIS than Duke basketball.
You know what?
And then Isaiah Thomas, rumored to maybe, not the good one, not the little guy who doesn't hit people in the balls. Who's shorter than CP3, who's shorter than me. That is Isaiah Thomas from the Pistons, who was a joke for the Knicks, maybe going back to be a sexual harassment predator and run them back into the ground, but they're already in the ground. So how do you run the Knicks even further in the ground?
Just set the Mecca on fire.
If they're 6 feet under, he goes 9 feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you do when you're the Knicks? Let's go back to the Knicks.
Know.
Like, you are... considered the basketball mecca by everybody that's played the game. I mean, there's obviously the Staples Center, and there's obviously Boston Garden or TD Ameritrade Garden.
American Airlines Center in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Yeah. Yes, of course. And the Knicks, I mean, every single one of those other franchises, even the Pistons have won a championship before the Knicks have.
Oh, you mean since 1975 or whatever?
Yeah, like Knicks... They're like, oh, it's the Mecca. It's not.
Yeah.
But then Pistons, I mean, Detroit, LA, Boston, Dallas, have won championships. What is your deal? San Antonio.
Yeah. Houston, Chicago, Miami.
but that's you. All I'm saying is like, it's one of the biggest market giants, and it still is not doing anything.
Well, yeah, it's a total joke. I mean,
they got the Mr. Basketball, Phil Jackson, there, and they fired him.
Yeah, I mean, they have the Giants and the Yankees, and then they have the Knicks
and the Jets.
The Jets and the Mets are the blue collar teams, the Jersey teams, and the New York teams are. But I guess like you're right. If you're a Mets and Jets fan, you kind of have to like the Knicks, but you have to like hang out with the white collar New York people that sit behind Yankee home plate and like recliners and drink like Michelob Ultras. Yeah, and get canned. Did you say canned sushi?
No, fed sushi.
Oh, fed sushi. Yeah,
canned
sushi. So yeah, they're the Knicks are like the shared custody child of both of those, but they're in the middle of New York and not like in Queens or Jersey or whatever, you know.
Okay.
But the Giants and the Yankees, great success over the past 20 plus years.
Yeah,
like four Super Bowls, I think two Parcells, two Tom Coughlin Super Bowls, and I don't know, five World Series, and then there's
last 20 years, probably.
Knicks haven't won one since the 70s. I wasn't even alive then, doesn't even count.
Yeah, the Knicks are horrible. They're horrible.
The 70s,
they're a horrible franchise.
They're horrible. Great colors.
Yeah.
Great colors.
Great history,
they're a little too royal blue. They need to be more navy. A little more navy.
Yeah, yeah.
That goes with the orange better.
And I would tint up the orange a little bit. It's a little dull.
Yeah.
Tint it up.
Just ask the rookie of the year.
Yeah. How he likes his orange and blue.
Yeah. Full circle.
Sports fans, Teton Sports Talk coming up next, a song. After that, us again, talking July the 4th. Stay tuned. 89.1 KHOL.
Start somewhere. It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
Sports fans, this is Teton Sports Talk here on 89.1 KHOL, and we made it to July. July. Finally summer here in Jackson.
Ah! Screw you, Lou Williams. I got all worked up in that song. You know what Lou Williams said about us today?
What did he say?
So he's going to the Clippers. He got traded in the CP3 trade. He said, we're just a bunch of fat nerds who don't know what we're talking about. Us, like, you know, sports media.
Sports media?
Personalities like us. Well, I play softball and bowling year-round, Lou Williams.
Yeah, Lou.
I'm going to talk to you like WWE style, like LeVar Ball.
Yeah.
Hey, listen up, Lou Williams. I know you're listening. On your trip, on the podcast, on your trip from Houston to LA.
Yeah, it's a long trip.
So I'd be so butthurt. Mm-hmm. I play softball and I bowl both year round. I hike Snow King. I don't want to hear any more guff out of you. I know what it's like for CP3 not to get out of the second round and never even get to the conference finals. I know why he's a choker and why he hits people in the balls. I know what it's like. That's all I want to say.
Are you gonna cry? Are you crying?
No.
Are you? It looks like you're crying.
No. Nope.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying.
It was a mean tweet.
Yeah, I took it personally as well. And
did
then,
you?
And then I just kind of went along with my life.
Then I just kept on living my own life. Oh, take my eyes, but not the shirt.
So we're gonna do a little 4th of July. Good for you for standing up for us.
Yeah.
We're gonna do a little 4th of July. I don't know. You're kind of in charge of this 4th of July list, 4th of July favorite activities. What's the game here?
A little bit of both, but I want to say a disclaimer so we don't get in trouble before we start. I want guys and girls to have an equally fun time. Not like John McEnroe, who said Serena Williams is not equal to man when it comes to tennis.
I almost brought that up and I didn't.
And then now, you know, you're finding out Venus killed a man with her car a year ago. 78-year-old man. Isn't John McEnroe about 78? Is John McEnroe dead? Can Haley Joel Osment see John McEnroe?
See, that's where I was going.
Okay,
with that.
Good. I thought so.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he is dead.
Yeah,
but breaking yeah, anyway. News here on Speedtown Sports Talk. John
guys
McEnroe
and girls
has been
equally,
dead.
Yeah.
For a year.
Guys and girls have an equally fun time. I'd rather have a guy. This is no offense to the girls. Do the rope swing on the Snake River.
Okay.
I've seen a girl let go too late and come back towards the rocks falling. And
okay.
Come up and everybody, you know, instead of seeing somebody die on 4th of July, everybody's like, yay!
Yeah, you'd rather see a guy take the hit than
yeah.
a girl take the hit.
Yeah. Guys are...
Is that chauvinistic of you? Or is that
is that
gentlemanly of
no,
you?
No,
it's confusing, though.
I'll have to edit that out. It's chauvinistic
well, no,
now.
It's a confusing thing. Like, is it like, hey, I'm going to open it at some point in time, opening up a door for a woman was polite, and then it became chauvinistic, and then it became, oh, I'm the weaker sex. All that arguments happen. So if you were to watch somebody go off the rope swing and biff it, and you say you prefer it to be a guy, are you gentlemanly or are you chauvinistic?
If I've had 10 beers and I perform CPR, is that sexual assault?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. That you're gonna have to edit out.
My computer.
Okay. Your. Where were we? Where were we with the 4th of July? I hope everyone stays safe on the 4th of July. I've not seen with my eyes, but seen the effects of a little irresponsibility down there in the Snake River, and we need y'all to make Czar be bored all day long.
Yeah.
They must be bored.
So I have a
all
good
day long.
I have a good Colin Cowherd, Skip Bayless, LeVar Ball, Stephen A. Smith, blowhard question for you.
Okay.
Is the 4th of July overrated? Is it just New Year's Eve for the poor?
Wait, what? The
Come
second
on, think
part,
about it.
The second part of that question.
You freak? Because you said you were kind of worried off air about like what your plans were. That's
yeah.
what you do on New Year's Eve. You freak out about your freaking plans for weeks. And then the day comes. And New Year's Eve always sucks. And 4th of July is always awesome. But
yeah, I was about to say.
Well, that was
July
my joke.
Awesome.
The blowhard fake thing. But yeah.
Yeah.
But is it New Year's Eve for the poor, and poor people have more fun than rich people?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay, because I have a freaking blast on the 4th of July.
I do too.
If I don't have 5 to 10 hot dogs and a bunch of Americas, probably like Baker's Dozen Americas,
yeah,
then I'm going to eat. And I can't have fun doing that, then I'm sorry. Like, you're just...
Check your bank account going into Tuesday, and you'll know how much fun you're going to have this year.
Directly correlated. There's people that are sitting there like trying to organize it all out. Sorry, it's going to be shoot from the hip. No matter what happens, it's going to be fun because there are fireworks. And in Jackson Hole, there's fireworks everywhere.
Yeah.
If you're around Jackson, Snow King's shooting them off. If you're around the village, they're shooting them off. There's a couple of there's probably a couple of renegades out there shooting them off too, and that's super fun. All of it is fun. July the 4th is fun. Favorite activities on July the 4th?
Well, I was about to ask you, you're in the art world. Is a firework or the art of fireworking an art?
Yes.
Good.
Aerial displays of art. Yes.
Okay.
I can
see
what
about what about in Destin when you're like on the beach, you see one of those dumb planes with the banners behind them to get you to go to Big Kahuna's to play mini golf. Is that art?
That is marketing. That is marketing, and marketing is shameless.
There's a huge difference. Okay. So LeVar Ball is a marketer, not an artist. That's perfect.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you for clearing that up.
He is. Shame.
4th of July, favorite activity. Public intoxication.
That's A. That's option A.
Peeing in public.
Ooh, B. Okay.
Illegal firework use.
Okay.
Oh, but hey, speaking of true crime podcast, something I found out about peeing in public. You know, if you get caught peeing in public and you have a strict enough law enforcement, you can get like the thing where you have to go to door to door and say you're a sexual predator the rest of your life.
Yeah, you're behind the curve.
That's insane.
They're starting to.
This is why I piss my bed, Massey. It's inside and it's in private.
Yeah. No, they
can't twist that.
They're starting to repeal some of those laws.
That's good to hear. DUI.
Okay. That's option D.
Domestic dispute over wedding budget. That might be personal.
That's in parentheses. I don't think you were supposed to say that. On the whiteboard that has all our notes that says, if things get dire and you're looking for a punchline.
Yeah. Well, like I said, like my excuse is, hey, EB, or hey, Selfie Queen, it was the CTE talking.
Yeah, there you go. You just got to get a few more concussions.
Well, dude, I'm an athlete. I told you I had concussions.
That's right. Play softball.
Lou Williams didn't think so. So far, resisting arrest. Because of all the things that I led up to.
Okay, so which one is my favorite?
Can I have activity?
That there were six of those. Mm-hmm. Can I have two of six?
Sure.
Obviously, illegally setting off fireworks.
There you go.
That's
artist.
That's great. And I already forgot what A was.
Public intoxication.
No, that was not public intoxication.
The first one?
Yeah. What was the first two? Give me the first two.
First two were public intox and peeing in public.
Okay. Well, I'll take A. A and C.
Okay. Perfect.
A and C. So
I'm gonna take none because I'm gonna be a good boy. But you, yeah, sure, man.
You're full of it, dude. July the 4th. All you gotta do is be safe about it.
Yeah, I mean,
be an adult.
It's funny. Last year, this is like one of I think this is actually maybe when we started becoming a podcast, when we got rich and then all the money went away.
Yeah, how did that happen?
I changed my bank account so I can have fun on 4th of July. But
oh, also speaking of giving us money,
Clinton Portis
membership drives coming up.
Oh yeah.
Anyway,
did you see the Clinton Portis thing?
No. Did you see this? Are we starting a segment of? Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
It's a quick. Have you seen this? Hear about this? Clinton Portis. Claim to have been extorted by investors who actually worked at Stratton Oakmont, like the same thing as Wolf of Wall Street. Uh-huh. And they, in the past, they worked there. So they worked for Leo, basically, right?
Mm. Tough job.
And they gave him like deals that were foolproof, et cetera. So he's broke now. And he said he kind of recently sat in a car with a gun near their office and was like, he said it wasn't going to be a beat up. It was going to be a kill him. So he was intending to murder them.
Okay.
Is that a 4th of July activity?
I would say no.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably say a strong no on that. And mm-hmm. Where did that report come from?
Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated.
Mm-hmm. Are they still legit?
Their magazine's much thinner than it used to be. That's a fact.
Except for the swimsuit.
Sick, bro. Jugs. Yeah, sick. So Clinton Portis admitted in an interview that he was contemplating murder.
Because he got, yeah, because he lost all his money through, like, investments. He was like, these guys wore suits, they impressed me, and then all my money's gone. And therefore, Clinton Portis is going to have a good time on Tuesday.
Oh, I see. Yeah, Clinton Portis will probably have a pretty good time.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. He's broke. Yeah. That's where, okay. Yeah. All right. I was just, you know, trying to sort through all that.
Well, anyway, yeah, last year we did 4th July activities, so we kind of already covered that. And we both, I think we, remember we did our favorite five, and we saw which ones we actually agreed upon, and one of them was mm-hmm. one of them was water, one of them was wieners and buns, fireworks,
duh.
What else was there?
Watermelon,
motorboating. I think that was one of them.
And we did appreciate a good
Massey.
A good,
just I just saw Massey's face light up. He remembers this now.
I do. I was on a motorboat.
Yeah,
he's got I a lot was more out of Jackson Lake. I was pontooning with a motor on a motorboat. It was great.
With watermelons. See? I could see the jokes are coming back to him from a year ago.
Not a he's lot lighting comes up back a little bit. Not a lot comes back to me these days.
He's either hot because he's wearing a hoodie still in segment three, or he's he's excited about how all these moments from last year.
I can't. Honestly, all right. So we take the 4th of July off, as every person in Jackson should, and we still don't have a plan, yeah. Which is a little... It's a little concerning, but because you brought up the fact that people that have plans are losers, I feel great about it. People that are broke, that don't have any plans, have the best time on 4th of July.
No, I just...
Fact.
No, yeah, exactly. But yeah, ones that like stress over it so much that they're about to freak out. I remember, it was sports related. I don't know why I remember this, but Rex Grossman,
yeah,
of the Chicago Bears, back in the mid. What do you call him? The O's? The mid-2000s?
I think you call him the O's.
Call him the O's?
The O-1.
He said he was more concerned about his New Year's Eve plans than beating the Packers one year. It was so funny. He was like, and he just got sacked like 18 times and threw like Jay Cutler interceptions. Oh, and they both played for the Bears.
But, I can't believe we're bouncing around New Year's Eve and 4th of July.
Well, I know, but they are opposites. To me, they're on opposite sides of the spectrum.
Okay.
4th of July is the best. New Year's Eve is the worst.
New Year's Eve is in the winter. 4th yeah. of July is in the summer.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve is restricted to the night. The 4th of July can be all day and however long you can last after that.
Mm-hmm. And usually there's no cover charge to go to your friend's barbecue.
Yeah.
And then there's a $300 cover charge to go to the Four Seasons or something.
And you don't have to wear a suit.
Yeah. Or
board shorts are acceptable.
Ugh.
Oh, man, think about wearing a tie at the 4th of July that isn't an Uncle Sam-themed tie.
Agreed.
Yeah. Like,
all right, so rank these. 4th of July.
All right.
Christmas. St. Patty's Day. Thanksgiving. Ooh. Halloween. 5.
Halloween is at the bottom of my list.
Oh, Massey.
At the very bottom.
Fart.
You
cork soaker.
Thanksgiving. Speaking of New Year's. Thanksgiving is at the top. It is my favorite holiday.
Oh, you're doing it like this.
No, I'm not.
This
meaning
is a Massey
to.
List where you go. Yeah. You go bookends.
Well, no, I did the obvious. Halloween is the worst. Duh.
I like your bookending.
Thanksgiving is the best. Duh. That's number one. I'll do 4th of July number two because it's a national holiday that gets recognized, so you automatically get the day off.
Okay.
And sometimes you get the day off after the 4th of July if you're lucky enough.
Mm-hmm. Like the Super Bowl, you get Sunday off because you're.
You're
not in the clergy, and then the next day you get off being hungover.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. Same sort of situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say the last two were St. Patty's Day and what?
Christmas.
Oh, obviously Christmas before St. Patty's Day, and then St. Patty's Day. Although I do love St. Patty's
Day. I thought
you
were going to say, you're such a drunk. I thought you were going to go St. Patty's Day over Christmas.
No, I didn't. Why am I a drunk?
I'm kidding. You're not a drunk. You're
because
a good boy.
Christmas is pretty fun.
Oh, good.
Zeman Family Christmas is like,
hey, man, it's my birthday.
We, like, blow some things up and...
It's my birthday. Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
I'll probably bump Christmas
so yours,
down on my list.
All right, so Thanksgiving's one side. Like I said, 4th July is actually... All right, Thanksgiving, Halloween is my number one. 4th July is 2, Christmas 3, St. Patty's 4, Thanksgiving 5. So if my Halloween and your Thanksgiving are one side of the spectrum, and my other side of the spectrum is New Year's Eve, what's your bottom feeder? Valentine's Day?
What's the worst?
Yeah, your least favorite holiday.
My least favorite.
And don't say Columbus Day or Flag Day.
Dude, Valentine's Day, first off, Valentine's Day is not a holiday.
Well,
that's not a thing. Well, we made it up. Just like we make everything up.
Obama made it up, you know? It's his fault.
Oh, my. No. Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day may be the worst because people think it is a holiday and
people.
Yeah.
People like Serena Williams.
I guess, those women she gets qualified as people.
Women.
Oh, you're confusing me.
When's boyfriend day?
Yeah. When is leave me alone, I'm watching football day?
Yeah, so what's your least favorite, Valentine's Day or New Year's? I think it's probably one
Valentine's
of the two.
Valentine's Day.
Okay. I'll go
New Year's. I can stomach. I really, honestly, I'm usually busy during the New Year's because I'm watching college football playoff, whereas everybody else in the country doesn't know it's relevant.
So I usually piss myself on New Year's. I usually piss away more money on Valentine's Day, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense, but it sounds like you had more fun on New Year's.
Yeah, I guess there is college football. You're right. Sports. Oh, God, football. You're right. February 14th or 16th? I forgot now. 14th. February 14th is the wasteland of the sports calendar year.
There you go.
All right, I agree with you.
Boom.
Boom. Roasted.
Sports fans, it's been a delight. It's summertime here at Teton Sports Talk, and we're glad that you just attempted to follow along. And if you tried to, I think we had a pretty good time.
Yeah, I think all the pieces of the puzzle are there. Just download.
Good luck putting that puzzle together. Download us on iTunes. Search for KHOL. We are one of their many talk show items, but we're under the label Teton Sports Talk. Speaking of which, I'm Massey Zeman. To my left is Graham Traynor. Collectively, we make Teton Sports Talk. Stay tuned for Democracy Now! 891 KHOL.